new announcements to pass along. I think it's the same people who are in the class. Have we gotten everyone else in yet? No. All right. Well, we still got some folks coming from class. You want me to go ahead and just do the Devo, or we want to wait? What's that? Okay. All right. We'll just go ahead and do the devotional here. You know, I was thinking about a couple things, and we got the new clock back there. John got that and put it up. It's very interesting. Take a look at it before you leave. It kind of got me thinking about time, and mentioned time a little bit in our class. You know, we've come to that time of year where it seems like the pace of everything is just picking up. And, you know, a lot of jobs, you know, there's year-end projects that need to be done. You know, we have Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. And then with the days becoming shorter, it seems like you got to pack everything into the daylight hours. And it just feels more rushed. You know, and if you got kids in sports, kind of thing. Grace had her first basketball game last night. She's got another one Thursday. And, you know, just all of these things, it kind of makes your life feel super busy. And not to cause panic, but, of course, I think only 40 days to Christmas, right? So all of these things here, I was thinking about, you know, being busy can be a good thing, but there's some drawbacks as well. Because running around tends to distract us and prevents us from listening and thinking clearly, and we can end up feeling overwhelmed. Is basically what I was thinking about here. But what we need to do, I got a couple passages here. I was thinking about, you know, what we really need to do is. We need to stop and take a breath, right? And it seems like the younger generations and some of the older, we're getting just as bad, right? Where, you know, we've kind of lost that ability to just stop and do nothing, right? Stop and do nothing without your phone, right? Can you leave your phone? Can you walk 20 feet away from your... We've literally become addicted to them, right? That we can't live without our phones, right? So, you know, or technology in general. So, you know, make sure you take a time and separate yourself from that. And it's getting very hard to do. It's not easy. You know, and if I just... I thought about doing this, but I'm not going to do it because it would be very awkward, I guess. I thought about just getting up here and being silent for like a minute, not saying a thing. You know, it's hard for us to handle silence, right? We start to squirm when there's silence. You know, but that's something that we're missing from our lives is just silence. Taking a breath, being silent, away from technology, and just think, you know, do you have time in your life every day to at least 5-10 minutes away from everything? You know, maybe it's your drive to work or whatever. Turn the radio off and just be alone with your thoughts. Because the Bible tells us it's pretty important, very valuable to have places or to be in quietness for a while. Let me just read three verses here. Habakkuk 2 and verse 20, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Isaiah 30 and verse 15. Be still and know that I am your God. Well, that's Psalm 46 verse 10. In repentance and rest, you will be saved in quietness and trust in your strength. And so some just interesting thoughts, some Bible passages there to get us to think about just stopping and being quiet or being quietness. right? With everything coming up, you're going to get overwhelmed and you're going to be distracted from your purpose, living for Christ, if you don't just stop, right? Take some time. You know, we've lost that ability to just kind of meditate on God's word, be in silence, and work on that. You know, even if it's just 10 or 15 minutes. So, and the strength that will, it'll help you in that the crazy times that are coming. So I thought I'd bring that out there for you to chew on for this week. Of course, if there's anyone here that's subject to the gospel invitation, that's available to you. If you need to put on Christ and baptism, we'd love to help you with that. If you've done that and you've fallen away and you want to come back home, or you just need prayers, let us pray for you, pray with you, and show you the love of God. If you have a need, let somebody know, please, as we stand and sing.